if you're a fan of classic novels, you may have read George Orwell's 1984. And if you haven't, it's pretty much summed up as a dystopian novel set in a totalitarian society ruled by the party, led by the ever-watchful Big Brother. The story follows Winston Smith, a low-ranking party member who secretly rebels against the regime by seeking truth and personal freedom. As he falls in love and questions the oppressive world around him, he discovers the terrifying extent of the government's control over truth, memory, and even thought. Now, 1984 is being performed in Newcastle on Friday, May 30, and on the line to tell us all about it is Michael Wally, who's playing Winston. Hi, Michael.
Good morning, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. What drew you to audition for 1984, and in particular, the character of Winston?
Yeah, well, I think it's such a complex character and a beautiful classic story, first off. But what drew me to the character itself is playing the part of a loyal citizen. He questions everything. So his curiosity, his rebelliousness, and the fact that there's a love story involved, the search for truth and connection in a place designed to crush both of those things. And the fact that he's not a typical hero. Someone who's trying to hold on to his sense of self in a world that's trying to tell him that individuality is dangerous. I just felt like the story is so relevant to today's world too, scarily. And so I jumped at the chance to audition for this role, and I'm stoked to be telling this story.
Well, I guess this is what I was going to ask you. 1984 deals with surveillance, truth and control. How do you think these themes resonate with audiences today?
Well, yes, although it was written 70 years ago, it feels like crazily like it was written last week, perhaps. Our world of constant surveillance that we're in now, the misinformation, twisting of truth, and our sort of paranoia and determination to not let our individuality slip, I think is super important, looking at our phones, our news feed, our smart speakers and things like that.
Mm.
But I think that the story just, it holds up a mirror today and asks, how much freedom are we willing to trade for the comfort and securities that we have? And asking a question about what is our freedom? Do we actually have it, or are we letting that slip away? So the story being a thriller, I guess it's a warning of some description. I guess that's a reason for telling the tale today, is a little warning to us all just to be a little more cautious, I think. But still, somehow this show, with all of that in mind, that sounds pretty bleak, perhaps. And it may to the audiences too. And certainly while I was reading it, it felt like a dark tale. But somehow, I'm not sure how, somehow it still manages to be a dark comedy about the human spirit. We can still look and laugh, perhaps not out loud, at ourselves and Winston and everybody else, the other characters, Julia, their plight in life of the story of 1984.
Well, how closely does the play follow the 1984 novel?
Really closely. Lots of it is taken exactly from the book. Most of the play is taken exactly from the book. Including the inner thoughts of Winston, which are portrayed through beautiful AV design, Craig Wilkinson and Guy, who's worked on the sound. The sound and AV is just exquisite, actually, and supports us as a cast and crew of storytellers on stage. That element is really something to behold as well.
Well, how many cast members have you got, and what can audiences expect from the production?
Well, there's actually only five of us.
Oh, wow, that's good.
You wouldn't know when you watch it. I hope that's not a spoiler.
No.
It feels like there's a lot more of us. It feels like there's an entire society battling this regime.
And you've got big sets and
things? Working for the regime too.
Yeah.
Oh, beg your pardon?
Have you got big sets?
We do. It's a humongous set. I'm not sure how they managed to do it, but we're touring to over 30 locations nationally this year. And they've created such a magic set that is going to transfer from city to city as we go. And big telly screens, of course, people are familiar with the concept of Big Brother is watching you.
Mm.
And I feel like when you're watching it from the audience, when I've had a brief moment to sit outside and have a look, it does feel like he is there and watching.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it sounds like a very interesting play. I haven't read the novel, but I'm certainly interested in it. Michael Wally, break a leg and have a great production of 1984. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you very much, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.